From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama hosts a nuclear security summit. The biennial event Thursday and Friday will include delegations from more than 50 nations. They will discuss evolving nuclear threats and ways to prevent them. The White House says that while it is impossible to determine the likelihood of a nuclear attack by an extremist group, there are tons of loose nuclear material located around the world. Police found images and floor plans of the Belgian Prime Minister's office and residence on a laptop computer discarded in a garbage bin near an apartment used by the suspects in last week's Brussels attacks. Several Belgian newspapers reported Wednesday the laptop was found during a raid in the Scherbeek neighborhood several hours after the attack. A Belgian government official says there was absolutely no specific indication that the Prime Minister was under threat from the attackers. The humanitarian chief said Wednesday that since January, aid workers have reached nearly 400,000 Syrians in besieged and hard-to-reach areas. Stephen O'Brien is the Security Council, told the Security Council in his monthly briefing that continued safe access is urgently needed to reach millions more. Meanwhile, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the ceasefire in Syria seems to be holding.
I'm encouraged that the cessation of hostilities is holding by and large. We must strive now for a nationwide ceasefire and progress in the talks, which will resume next week.
Some 4.6 million Syrians are living in besieged and hard-to-reach areas. They still remain beyond help of the UN. This is VOA News. The